Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we've got a lot to talk about. So I know we've been breaking it up a couple of weeks now, but we're doing all in one this week. And let's just talk. I mean, we've got Martha's Vineyard. We've got Atlanta. We've got three reunions of Summer House Jersey and VPR. It's a lot. And I've already told Mary, I said, we are talking Summer House last because we've already gotten into it on text chains. We've already gotten into it. And I'm like, I love you and I want to protect myself from you. So we're going to save that from the last, because as soon as I get too aggravated, I could just shut this shit down.
Well, also
by ending the recording is
like,
what I mean.
There's like zero, like, I was like, I wonder if people just think we do this purposefully.
What is that?
To disagree. To disagree.
Well, I know no. We're also going to disagree on Atlanta too, but
I'm pissed at Candy.
We'll get there. But
she's dead to me.
I think
guess what? She wouldn't come to my funeral.
You wouldn't know anyways. but what I think is funny, like, because the other night when I was watching like Summer House, I like was like getting annoyed just like watching the whole thing. And so I put some stories up and then I was like, I don't want anyone to think that this is Mary, because Mary's definitely going to have, she might have a differing opinion. So I just like Elena Tyrell that, like, I want you to know it was me.
noticed that. I loved it. I loved it. I felt like you had your Memorial Day. You dedicated to, you had like a in-house day, Memorial Day.
I had a lot of, Like I had a lot of like catching up to do on life.
I can tell when you like, you're like, haven't left the house that day because you'll start going crazy with the stories and I love it.
No, I left the house. I did things.
It's okay.
I really did things.
Oh, you saw something about her.
I did. So this weekend. So guys, I know I said like 2 weeks ago that I had gone and it was all boxed. There was like nothing there. I was like, oh, this place. You guys, within a week, so much has happened.
Even like more today. It seems like it's completely outfitted, like pictures on the wall.
There's no more boxes inside. It seems like they've unpacked a bunch of stuff. Like they have the awnings. Say that again.
Do you think they collabed with Craig on a pillow or two?
Absolutely not.
I like his pillows.
No, I agree. I love them, but I just don't even think, like, I believe that they actually, correct Nancy me if I'm Myers. Wrong. Yes, exactly. So they probably have, not that Sewing Down South isn't great quality, but I feel like they have top-notch people right now that are like doing the design. I stand behind
Sewing Down South. Their quality is very good. I'm not joking, guys.
I agree. And whenever I have guests stay at my house too, I have my crab pillow as like the decorative pillow on my guest bed. And people always comment on that pillow.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. I agree. Okay. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do like a quick recap of the news and we'll get into a little Martha's Vineyard. But did you see that Sandoval was on a plane, turned away, but conveniently had his phone facing the aisle calling Raquel Leviss?
Definitely not Raquel. Also, the whole time in his phone, we don't even know what her name was in the
Jamie.
Phone. Jamie. Okay. Jamie, unisex name. Now he suddenly, I'm like still thinking she could still be in the facility. So I don't know how those kind of places work. Like, would they give you the phone phone calls? Or wait, hang on. Or did he? I don't save numbers. For you to get saved in my phone, you're pretty special. Okay.
They have, to have group chats for the show, just like in general, like scheduling things. I thought it was weird that she was saved as Jamie because I'm like, what if you're in a group chat with three other people? Like, did she have a burner phone?
No, but people couldn't tell that it was Jamie.
No, what I'm saying, though, is like if I'm Ariana and something pops up and it's a group text and I see his phone and it says Jamie and Schwartz, I'm like, who the hell is Jamie? Like, why wouldn't it be like in a group chat is what I'm just saying. So like, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. But did you hear that, you know, Ariana had mentioned that Raquel had sent a letter to the house, but she couldn't open because, you know, it's a federal offense to do that. And now she's sending postcards with lightning bolts on them.
Right. So at this point, Raquel thinks her and Tom are together. There's no woman, this influencer in Austin. She doesn't know about that.
I don't
know
what Raquel thinks because I could not tell you a thought that goes in her head after watching her tonight. And I think a lot of it is this. What is that? Just air blowing in one ear hole and out the other?
There was not a lot of facial expression, emotion.
I should have probably sent Sheena an apology note. Like, also maybe Ariana. But we'll get there.
But no, I don't think that was her on the phone. I think that you have to call from the landline at the facility. And I don't think he would have taken the time to put save in the facility's her. Name or save the number. Okay. Also, don't save random numbers, people. You don't need Joe Schmo's number if you talk to him two times. Okay.
Is that a dating advice?
No, just anybody.
Oh, okay, wait, can I tell you guys? I'm like giggling because, sorry, I'm taking a left turn here. I'm giggling because, okay, I saw this TikTok, you guys, the other day about, like, you know how all these spam calls keep coming in to your phone, like, on the daily? Okay, I saw this TikTok, and I tried it out, and you guys, it worked. So the number calls, and I said, hi, this is the Federal Treasury. This is Helen. How can I help you? Immediate hang up, guys. Immediate hang up. I have not gotten a call back from that one. I want everyone to try it.
I get this one AHI that calls me all the time.
You saved it in your phone?
No, it just comes up the name, Ahi. And it's from all different numbers. I think I picked it up once and it was Marriott.
Like the hotel line?
Yeah, like they're trying to get me, you know, to get the timeshare.
Oh, then I think you should answer next
all
time.
All different. Okay.
I think you should answer that next time. Let me know how it goes. If anybody tries that, let me know how it goes. I thought it was genius. I've done it twice now. Ooh. And they've hung up. Yes, two times for two different numbers.
100% works twice.
Yeah. 60% of the time works all the time, you know? It's great. It's perfect. also, Sandoval is very upset because Glamour magazine, a writer for Glamour, wrote about Tom Sandoval ruining white nail polish. And that was what took him over the edge.
That was his trigger.
I'm going to say something controversial, and I think people are going to get upset with me.
You don't like white nail polish?
No, I love an Alpine Snow. I love Funny Bunny OPI. Okay. I love it. I kind of feel a little bad for him. Hear me out, though. Why I feel bad.
I mean, Sheena said this week on her pod.
Well, so one of his best friends from growing up, Ollie, I believe is his name, passed away recently. So that's why, you know, Sheena reached out. She basically, I think she's blocked and doesn't realize he's blocked her number, but because it was undeliverable. But I feel a little bad because, okay, yes, what he did was horrible. It's horrible. But again, we've said, like, they didn't murder anybody. Like, they had an affair. It's horrible what happened. Thank God, you know, Ariana is living her best life now. She's made basically, I think somebody said, about $1 million so far from the Scandoval. Like, she is going to be okay. I do feel slightly bad because he looks horrible. Like, he's gaunt. You can tell he's clearly, like, not well. This has happened. Like, can you imagine being, like, the most hated man? And it's like, you're not even Jen Shah, who took millions of dollars from, you know, scammed people.
Innocent
and
people.
This guy just had an affair. I still don't like what he does. And I think he's making an ass of himself. And as my mom came into the room while I was watching the show tonight, she said, I don't know who that guy is, but he looks like a douche. My mom never uses the word douche either, which really made me laugh. But like, there's something about, I don't know.
You needed to pass now. Like, he's done his penance. He's done his time. He'll never get
to be
heaven,
a character again.
But
and
I
not
guess
a real
he'll live
human.
In limbo, you know.
Yeah,
but like, you don't need him to go to hell?
Well, he can go to hell. I mean, where you go after your life is none of my business. You know, you could go wherever. But there's just something about I just think, like, every move is being watched now. Like, what if he really was
even on Southwest?
Yes. Like, it just feels there's something a little invasive.
But he could also live a very private life right now, as she is doing, and staying out of the press. And he's not trying to do that. He loves it. He's a narcissist. So
I mean, I agree. Like, the shows, and I think he thinks, and I think, you know, there's a special kind of woman too that goes to these shows and is all over him.
Right. Well, also, they're saying the shows are sold out, but
free shows.
I'm also hearing that they're free. So that's confusing. Sold out free.
I mean, maybe people don't know who Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras are, and they're just like, oh, a free show of music. You know?
That's like me giving kids at school. Like, that'd be like the equivalent of being like, I'm throwing a party for my kids. And
like, you have a pizza party and they have to like give you a ticket or something.
So basically, though, I still am not going to go to a Tom Sandoval and the Most Extra show, regardless if you send me there for free.
Would you go to Schwartz and Sandy's?
For research?
I probably would.
No, but now I'm just, listen, if someone comes into town and wants the full VPR experience, who am I to deny them from that?
I completely agree.
Listen, what do I say every week? I'm a freaking sandal. I'm a flip flopper.
Right.
No, so whatever. Okay, wait, can we also talk to LVP tweeted? She said, I did not know about this affair before because we're still trying to figure out what the hell the bombshell is.
There is going to be no bomb.
There's none, is there?
None.
I feel like that producer has also like worked on like Beverly Hills, where we've like never had like we had Puppygate for a season.
Well, weren't we saying this last week about how like nothing has been leaked this season in regards to?
Yeah. You know, well, and then Rinna also like this week too was like, guys, just so you know, like I also quit because like Lois came to me in a dream and told me to. Nobody asked.
Right. And then speaking of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane and her new beau.
Bo? Yeah.
It's fake, though.
Yeah. It's like, apparently she was spotted in Vegas with this. And they keep saying his name is recently arrested lawyer Jim Wilkes.
Right. 72 years old. And
recently arrested, if you haven't heard.
Also, Teddy texted her and said, what's the deal, girl? And she wrote back, ha, ha, ha. Like, he's a great family friend. Like, nothing's going on. Straight from the horse's mouth.
I think people also like discovered pictures with him and like Tom Girardi from before. It's like, yeah, you know, maybe he is financing her life. She is so tiny, by the way.
Well, speaking of that,
because you know how like Kyle keeps on saying she's not on Ozempic and stuff like that. Apparently they're on this other pill. It's a pill. And
is it berberine?
I feel like it starts with an F.
Fenfen?
It's the equivalent, basically.
Okay, but what I was like laughing about too is Kyle also like gave an interview and she's like, I'm not on Ozempic. And she's like, you know, Erica got really skinny and nobody's asking her. It's like, yeah, because Kyle.
You're on the same thing.
But also like you're posting all these photos, like, which you look great.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is just like so funny. It's just
do what you want to do. Feel good about yourself, you know?
Okay. And then also just like last minute funny, because I think it's like so ironic of like what happened this week, but like Alexia and Teresa being on vacation together.
I was like, Lily's like,
which room do I go to?
I was so creeped out. And then you just like also with your theory, how they look alike. Yeah. Alexia is the blonde Teresa. And now they're just all hanging out together, the foursome.
Yeah. I'd love to hear a conversation, because I always feel, you know, I feel like Louis is a salesman always. He's like the greasy salesman. So like, I would love to hear whatever he's like talking to Todd about, some sort of business venture, I'm sure.
Absolutely. He's like, I already got this pizza oven thing going. Next, I'd like to start an apron line. How else can I make money off my woman?
Extension line, just pieces you can put on your head for your wedding.
I was obsessed with her look at the reunion. I will say that. It was like a pantsuit with a cape, that short hair. She brought
her hair was perfect. Yeah. And last thing before we go into our shows, you texted me, what did you think? Tamara Judge, we're getting a motorcycle entrance to OC.
Guys, it's never been done before by a housewife. Never.
A motorcycle entrance?
Yeah.
Gretchen seething like that was her ultimate girls trip entrance. With you riding on the back of Jeff, RIP. But it always just makes me think, like, Tamara on a motorcycle always makes me think of the season when she was with Simon. They go to this place in Newport called Mutt Lynch's, and they get schooners. Like, these are the details I can remember.
Yes.
And she gets that tattoo on her ring finger.
Right.
And then, like, literally, like, two episodes later, they divorce.
I'm talking of divorce.
It just, like...
What a time to be alive. I'm excited for her to come back. I think she's going to bring it.
I want the Tamara that's not, like, I'm a little worried because I even like seeing the previews.
Overproduced.
When like, I don't miss this.
Right.
And it's like,
and then she like calls Shannon a drunk.
Yeah. Like, to me, Shannon Bedore is the queen of OC for me.
For right now or like, ever.
I mean, Vicky's always the OG.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky started this whole thing, my show. She's number one housewife, like, you know, within the housewife's land. But there's something about Shannon that I just love so much.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Come on, top of the morning.
And it starts next week. And I'm excited because I think you're right. Like, it just, the season doesn't look like it's going to be a lot in the sense of like drama, like darkness.
Well, I also think a lot of it is going to be about like Gina and her pushing away Travis. And sure,
like, there's nobody's getting arrested.
Right.
No, nobody, like, that's what I mean. That sort of thing. Like, it's going to be lower stakes, which is,
that's good. Like, and that's summer.
As a good segue here, that's why I really am enjoying Summer House Martha's Vineyard. It's so low stakes and stupid. But really
I feel bad for them because they cannot keep people in this house.
Well, Silas, I mean, this is not Big Brother. This is not Survivor. Stop holding house meetings to vote people out of the house.
Like, literally, them, I just find it hilarious. They're like, your boyfriend? Yeah, he can't come. Nope.
After
like,
we just told him he could come for a week, we decided we don't like that anymore.
No, and then he's also a liar. Because we heard the car conversation, okay? That was awkward.
I'm going to be sad because this marriage is not going to last. They will be divorced in 2 years. And I feel sad saying that out loud. They clearly don't know each other.
They
don't like to use a bottom fitted sheet on their bed. And then we have to have them watch them have sex on a...
It kind of makes more sense why we've watched them have sex so many times. And that's because apparently the entire house can hear it.
We don't want to see that.
No, we do not. Or hear it. That's disgusting.
I did love. So it's like, it's funny though, because like Nick is like shady, right? Nick clearly like had an agenda coming into the house that if any of the girls reciprocated feelings, he was going to kind of fuck around, find out and deal with his girlfriend later.
His girlfriend of a year and a half. Like
he's gone for 7 years. Hey, Sandoval Jr., relax.
That was bizarre. And also, like, through this whole filming process, like, for him getting on the show, was he just acting like he was single the whole time getting onto the show with, like, the producer?
Remember last week, we were like, what is Alex insinuating? Like, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, it's just a secret girlfriend. Alex knew about that, but it felt like very, like, we were trying to, like, are we, like, outing him? Like, what's going on with this whole thing? And
but Alex then it's,
like, oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
What? Also, it's like, Nick, now everyone just thinks you're a liar. So, yeah. Nick, you're kind of out, and Silas, you're kind of out. Yeah.
I kind of love the conversation that Nick had with Silas where he was like, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think you're controlling? Like, he's like, let your wife be with her friends. She has known them longer than she's known you. Like, you got to chill.
Right.
Like, he's too serious about everything. Like, even the workouts when he's like, hey, Preston, are you taking this
that
workout?
That was awful. He was shaming him.
Like, focus on yourself. Yeah. And then he went and got some mac and cheese. And you know what? Preston is me and I am Preston. Like, shut up, Silas. And then the whole like team alpha versus team cap. And he's like, we got to keep the integrity. I'm like, a beer pong?
Right.
No. It's Silas. You got it. And then though, the fact that the producer did not know who Hillary Banks was, there is no excuse for that.
Do others know who Hillary Banks is? A Bel Air? The Fresh Prince?
Oh, here's the thing. There's no excuse now because, and I wrote this to Bravo TV. They did not acknowledge.
Respond.
It. Another idea. Okay.
Okay. Tell me.
Bel Air is rebooted on Peacock. Martha's Vineyard airs the next day on Peacock. Why are you not segueing a clip of Martha's Vineyard to say she looks like Hillary Banks to be like, why don't you stream Bel Air on Peacock?
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Wait, how was the new, talking about like reboots, how was the new Ariel?
You guys, I loved it. I don't, haven't seen a lot of the live action film. Like I didn't see Beauty and the Beast or whatever, but my friends were like, hey, do you want to go see Little Mermaid? Yes, I loved it.
This
it
was is so good.
Good. It was so good. And Halle Berry, I keep getting saying that, Halle Bailey, who plays Ariel, was the perfect Ariel.
Oh,
she just embodied her. And then they did like
why, under the why are that, people that being whole... so mean to Melissa McCarthy's makeup artist?
I read this quote today and it was really ridiculous that somebody said, like, because they're saying, you know, like you should hire like LGBTQIA makeup artists and like, you know, makeup artists that do like drag queens because that's kind of what her character was. And then someone said, well, we should be so thankful that she hired somebody blind. And I was like, I can't read the internet anymore. Like, this is just why? But I thought Melissa McCarthy did a great job too. I love the way that she was Ursula. Like,
is her husband in it? I feel like he would have a part. Oh, I could have seen him as like the shelf, the chef.
Okay, spoiler. There's no chef scene.
What?
No.
Les poissons.
That's the one song. That is the one song that is missing.
That, what a travesty.
But honestly, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl. It's very well done. And if you
who, have, I feel like we heard a lot about Ariel. Who's the prince?
Relative.
Eric.
His name is Jonah, I believe.
Okay.
He's cute. People are like, guess we're like giving him a hard time because he's like not hot enough. I'm like,
oh, ouch.
Not finding problems with the movie. Either watch it or don't. Okay.
Bringing this back to Bravo, yeah. I always thought Jason Hoppy looked like Prince Eric.
The nose.
Come on.
You're obsessed with Jason.
Honestly,
Hoppy.
To me looks like Jason Hoppy, and I said it.
Prince Eric has a dark like hair.
They had the same haircut. They really did. They did in the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Hoppy had that haircut. Prince Eric has like longer hair. Wait, he's like
okay. That was my Prince Eric. Okay.
Okay, so basically, in your head,
I always thought that every single time I looked at him, he reminded me of Prince Eric. I'm not joking. Like,
hey, if you were casting a live action, apparently you would cast Jason Hoppy.
That's how my mind works.
I'm sorry.
Back to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, so then we get two. So we have two new cast names, right? We've got Summer, aka Hillary Banks, and then we've got Jason, who lets us know I am a heterosexual male, And I live with Jasmine in New York. And you can just see Silas seething. Like, he's like, I'm not jealous. That doesn't bother me. No, it's totally fine. And he's like,
it's also, I think it, I feel like they've just not been able to keep people in the house, even, you know,
she
someone
just works on the week. She got a new job, so she had to leave during the week. She'll be back next weekend. It just
feels like it's, guys, it's 15 days. The kind of the social experiment is being in the house for where the 15 days. That's sure. What makes it good. Sure. So this revolving door of people that we don't actually know doesn't really work because I need to pick my sides.
I agree. I don't really care about Summer and Jason because I'm in like episode 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
And
it's just unfortunate, you know.
But there are rumors that season 2 is being cast.
Okay.
Somebody said they know someone. I know it's like a friend of a friend of a friend, but that
Dumois.
That someone DM'd us that like their friend who works on Martha's Vineyard, like their boss.
Got it.
His house is being rented out for season 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that is exciting. That is exciting. I'm glad. I think this show has legs.
Okay.
And so I feel like I want this to work out. And I find Amir. I like Amir. I like Jordan. I like Preston. I like Alex. I like Jasmine for the drama part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And like Silas, I guess you can stay if you're fine being the villain.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we got to have one.
Yeah. And like Nick is kind of a villain. Shanice is like we need.
I just also like want to know more about the Playboy life.
I mean, it's so interconnected in this house. Like they are all there. We got to have more.
Yeah.
We got to have more. Can we quickly talk about Atlanta? I got to be honest. This episode was like, first off, Drew, are you on the cast or not?
That's where I feel like her and Ralph are like sincerely fighting. Like she keeps on getting sick or she's dealing with her dad or they're trying to cover something up, like their marriage.
Coughing in the confessional. I'm like, aren't these filmed after the fact? Why are you pretending you're sick in the confessional?
No, I mean, so she's actively avoided the 40th birthday party, this cast trip. It's suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Flop it like Drew. I mean, Monette is getting more screen time. Courtney is getting more screen time. Like Drew.
I do not trust Courtney. One bit.
I don't trust her at all. I don't want her on this cast. She's not fun. I know you don't like Candy, but her like vendetta against Candy is so weird to me.
Okay, let's just talk about this situation because basically Marlo is really upset with Candy because Candy, she claims, has never helped her. And what she's really talking about...
Candy has never offered to expunge her record.
She's being facetious when she says that. She is triggered because her nephew, Quentin, who worked at OLG, Candy never acknowledged his death. Never sent flowers. Never sent a card. Didn't even come to the funeral. And Marlo, I'm sorry, what?
Didn't put GoFundMe money or like offer to pay for anything that Marlo thinks that she should have.
I mean, it's not even about that part to me. To me, it's about if someone was like an employee of yours, you need to go to their funeral. And then we have this other situation that Candy is trying to sweep under the rug. Obviously, she doesn't want people... this to be highlighted that there was a shooting at her work or her what she owns. And I just feel like Marlo's like, you know what? You got away with this for years and this like literally happened again and you're not getting away with it this time.
Okay, so here are my things. First off, I think
she's trying to bury it.
She has a vendetta against Candy. Candy has literally been like, Marlo, you are not my friend. Now, I'm not defending. I think that it would have been polite for her to send flowers, a card, maybe come to the funeral. It sounded like he no longer
all those things.
Worked at OLG when he passed.
It's not the point.
Okay,
it's just
I know,
so
but
dope.
I'm saying, but Marlo holds Candy in this regard that she needs to do all of these things for her when Candy has explicitly said, like, we're not friends. And so Marlo's like, pick a lane, Marlo, of what bothers you. If she said, hey, I wish you would kind of say, like, she can't just sit down. Like, Marlo is too much for me. Like when she's like, I'm a different person and, you know, I'm not who I was back then. But then I watch her kicking Kenya's door down at the end of this trip. I'm like, Marlo, you need therapy because too many things are triggering you and you need to go deal with these demons that you have because you keep like the fact that Courtney like hooked you up with somebody, I'm also like, why is Courtney getting involved? Because she wants a place on the show, Marlo. Why should Candy be giving money? Also, you're so rich. Shouldn't you be putting money towards this? Like, I guess it's to me is like, you're asking Candy to do something that you're not even doing.
I think she just wants Candy to acknowledge her nephew that passed. That's it. Sure, I think that's all she wants.
I guess for me, it's
because that's disgusting that wasn't acknowledged. That's like truly disgusting.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm just saying like it's been how many years and now it's being brought up. Like, bring it up then.
Why is she bringing it up? Because of the shooting at the restaurant.
I think that's good. Because then Marlo, why are there shootings happening there? Maybe we should investigate. It's like, Marlo, go. What happened to your, what was her thing? Le Atelier?
The renting her.
Yeah, the rent the runway.
She already.
$1,000 a day for a Gucci belt.
Right.
You know, it's just like to me, Marlo is trying to do too much with the fact that she has a peach now. And it's like, you need to chill out, because then also the storyline is like, we're going to the HBCU with Kenya because she's doing the halftime show.
Oh, also, I really do appreciate Kenya being like, wow, I flopped at BravoCon. Like, what a rookie. That was awful. I can appreciate people that own that, you know?
Yeah, like that make fun of themselves a little bit of like.
Like, she's like, I mean, I'm trying, I got to get this thing to go viral this weekend. Like, this football game, I'm going to show the girls, we're going to go to this great charity event. She's horrified when she shows up. She's like, there's people in jeans. They don't even want us here. We literally got kicked out for taking away from the event. I mean, you know, she's like, I'm done. I got to go to bed. Like, I'm going to go upstairs.
She's
with
just
my
so
daughter.
Embarrassed. So then I guess what bothered me on this whole thing is
but like- also, what also bothers me about Kenya, you invited all these people and they all got dressed up. And then you're like, oh, well, we're out now. It's 9:45. Like, they don't want us here. Like, then it's like, go out more. You guys already got dressed for the night. Like, go have some fun.
Hotel lobby if there's filming issues, you know, or like somebody's room, because I'm sure somebody has like a sitting area in their room, you know? Yeah. The night shouldn't be over. But I think what bothers me too, is the fact is like,
why she goes home to her daughter that she brings on the trip. It's like fucking pisses me off.
Well, okay. I see both sides of that because I agree. Like, some of the trips, I'm like, don't bring your daughter. But I also thought this was a moment for her to show her daughter at like an HBCU halftime show, which is like the biggest thing. Like, I think that's like a really exciting moment to be able to like share with your family there. Okay. And I think a lot of it too is like, she doesn't have, like, I don't think she probably wants to give Brooklyn to Mark. Like, there's a whole thing. So she kind of.
She always has her like at all times. And so she tries to travel with her as much as she can. And I will give you that, the seen her do that. I agree with that. But like, no.
But I guess it's like, you shouldn't leave early because you have help, right? Like the assistants, you've got nannies there. So you don't get to leave early.
Caitlin, share your location at all times.
I was not happy about that. The look on Caitlin's face when she was like, sure, at all times. What about the hours of 11 to 7 a.m.? I don't want to do that. But that's what like bothered me when they're like, let's go up to her room. And they start kicking and banging on it. And I'm like, all I'm thinking is like when she snapped, because that was a mama bear when she came to the door. Where she's like, my daughter is in here. Like, I'd be like, at that point, I would have been like, oh shit, I'm sorry. We took it too far. We got it back. And Marla's like, no, I'm going to go back in and bang. That to me, I'm like, Marla, you take it too far.
I'm going to call the police. I'm like, this is so dramatic. And then the next day, she like goes into ambulance. That seems unnecessary.
It's just, you know, and I guess
always like, something
like this trip though is like something's lacking.
It's a bust. It's a bust.
I mean, it makes me think of like when.
Well, I think Drew dumbs it down and makes it silly and says just stupid things, so it's entertaining. I'm not missing Candy.
That are on the trip are fighting to be number two.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
So I'm really liking
the class. They're in first class on that bus. And then, you know, Marlo's not. Also, Marlo, go to the doctor because you coughing and the entire trip. What the hell? You're not even coughing in your elbow. Okay. You're just hacking it up there. Go get it checked out.
Okay. I am really enjoying Sonia this year. I think it's like the family dynamic. I mean, her sister in the confessional. Oh, she's not selfish. She's self-centered. Like, the truth bombs. Yeah.
You better watch it because you know what? The fact that you're having a confessional means you're getting paid.
And you're making money off your sister again.
The fact that you're like, oh, my husband doesn't want to be your assistant. Well, he can go get a job. He can get a job. But it seems that he wants to work for her because he doesn't have another job.
Maybe
Lindsay and Carl should go work for Sonia if they need to find him. Because we don't understand what they're doing. They don't have jobs. There's an opening now. I do like Sonia, though.
I think
more of a heavy hitter. Like, I feel like when Kenya goes on these trips, it's like everyone's like kind of her minion. And then you have Marlo going against her, right? Like, even Sheree, I'm like, Sheree. Also, you guys, Sheree's dress at the charity event.
I love, like, that turtleneck mesh gold. Yeah.
Stunning. And then when we were talking about the fibroids and I literally thought we were going to have a pregnancy storyline. And I was like, no. In the preview, they're just kidding.
I literally Googled. I'm like, how old is she? She's 53. I Googled it because I was like, what's going on here?
She's already said she's on menopause this season. Like, she's already said this. So then I'm like, wait, what? But then we have to do a flashback of the Martell scene of him putting his pants on.
He's hot. You cannot deny that. Yeah.
Looking. We like toxic people, right?
He's hot. I'm giving them that.
Yeah. You know, I did, and one of my favorite things too about finding out is Miss USA eating booty.
I was shocked. Shocked and amazed.
I loved it. Like, those are the silly moments that I love.
Yeah, just nonsense.
Yeah, just like
girls being girls, talking about eating booty.
Yeah.
Carlo's like, I've gotten mine eaten, I don't need others. Oh, God.
I love it. I mean, it's just, there's something missing, though.
I agree.
And I think
Atlanta hasn't, like, had a good season in a couple seasons. And
does Kim come back next season? I don't
know. I'd say so.
It's so messy.
Yeah, tell me more.
I mean, I don't have, like, a lot to do, but Kim posted on her story today, like, don't buy anything from Beerman's Closet because
I'm setting up a new website.
Yeah, so like there's things that are happening. Like
she's selling the wigs for like up to $2,500.
I was buying a smoke covered wig.
I like her wigs. I think she has great wigs.
I mean, remember when Croy used to sew them for her?
I mean, he was really a Renaissance man.
Renaissance. Yes, I was going to say he's a Renaissance man.
A true Renaissance man.
Yeah, I don't know what the fix is. I think there needs to be. I don't know. It just feels like there's not enough alpha females on the cast. And like when it's like Candy and Kenya are on the same side and like they don't view Marlo as their equal.
It also, I'm liking Kenya like being happy in love. She's kind of in this love bubble. I'm enjoying that side of her. But then it also feels like she doesn't like to be filmed.
Yeah.
You know, like it's there. She's there for the job.
Be honest, besides maybe Marlo and Courtney
and Drew.
Yeah, exactly.
But like Drew stopped showing up, so I guess not.
He dropped like Drew, you know? Yeah. But it's like it feels like they're kind of phoning it in this season a little bit.
There's something.
I'm here so I don't get fined Marshawn Lynch style. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, shall we take a quick break?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on me undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/TJG. That's meundies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me undies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay, so let's just do like a little debrief of this New Jersey reunion. It is a lot of the same stuff. And basically,
rate your reunions from this week. Number one.
Rate the reunions. Oh, yes. Summer House.
Uh-huh. Number two.
Probably VP New Jersey are both like just kind of tied for me.
Mine is Summer House, Vanderpump, Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey to me, and I'm going to agree with you on this. I am so, at the fact that the cast is over, the constant Gorga versus Judice fight, why are we invested in this in a sense? Like, I'm so done with this. I don't care. Like, and Teresa is, I don't really like Melissa, but I could not side with Teresa tonight or yesterday, you know, during the, like, it just was like, there's so much going on. The fact that Melissa came in with the hood on too, like she was a boxer, like going into her fight. Like,
I loved it. It was like Whitney Houston. I was obsessed. And then she takes down it and you see her full hair. Cause I was like, is she going to wear the hood the entire time? You know?
No, cause we already saw pictures with her not wearing the hood.
Well, I was nervous.
To me, it was like, ding, ding, round one.
Best part about this reunion was the paintings on the wall. Like, those had me howling. I was like, what have they done?
Do you think they got to keep on that? And then they're like, this is like Ireland. I'm like, what part of this house or this set says Ireland?
It's like castle vibes.
Renaissance? Yeah, but I'm like, I wonder if they got to keep those photos of them.
And absolutely. They're somewhere.
I love it. Okay, so the highlights for me was, Polly has been separated for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a green card thing?
No. I would say it's a money thing. He probably is going to have to pay her a lot of money to get divorced.
No, but he has a ring for Dolores and they're talking marriage. Shady.
That doesn't bother me so much.
14 years? Something's going on.
Well, it's a money thing, I'm sure. It's probably cheaper to stay married than get divorced.
Okay, but that's a problem for me if I'm Dolores. But we know that she has low standards in general. Sorry, I said it.
Oh, yeah.
I said it.
Ouch.
We accept the love we think we deserve.
Okay, yeah.
I don't, but Dolores, come on.
I liked what Andy said to, you know, Teresa, Melissa. So like what, you know, how can I facilitate this today? What really is the goal for today? And Teresa's like, Andy, feel my heart. Like, you know, and please God be with me today. You know, she's praying a no-no. And she's like, my goal is to close the chapter and move forward. And I wish you well and I wish you peace. And then Melissa's like, I agree, just to like close this out and have peace. And so like, then you like genuinely know they're not going to repair it. We're not going to move forward today.
I guess like, where do we go from here? Cause it's like,
I think we get rid of both of them. They're done. Just completely change the show.
I think give Teresa a spinoff. Have it feature Louis, the daughters, whatever. People that are, as you like to call them, what did you call me last night?
A tree stump, trunk.
Tree trunk or tree stump. Whatever.
It's a tree stump is the right phrase, but I called you a tree trunk. It's
really a tree hugger.
Okay. That works well.
But it's like the people that want to watch Teresa can watch the spinoff. Give her a 30-minute spinoff, 6 episodes, whatever. Give her a tardy for the party.
No, she couldn't. I know, but think about this. She couldn't even carry a wedding special. They only had one episode for that.
I mean, they literally stopped filming New Jersey when she went to camp.
No, I know, but that story's over.
What I'm saying is, give her 30, put her over there because
I wouldn't watch it.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. If you're not a fan, you're not going to watch it. The same thing as Tardy for the Party, you know, those kind of spinoffs. It's just the people that are fans of the Polarizing Housewives and they give them a spinoff, they'll go watch it over there, okay?
Okay.
Melissa, off the show.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think both of them off.
Both of them off the main show. Yeah. Teresa spinoffs.
No spinoffs
on this. Like when they were talking about why Laura didn't make it on the show, because like as a friend of Marge or an enemy, she's still not interesting. And Melissa's like, I'm interesting. I'm like, okay, so the things that Andy said were that he thought you were cute and you had a double staircase. You didn't say interesting.
I know.
And Melissa, I'm not trying to be rude, but you're not interesting. You're nice to look at. You're gorgeous.
J-Lo, baby.
Yeah, you could have any ball player you wanted.
I know. I stand by that, too. Also, want to talk about Andy asking about Dina and Teresa pretending like they're still friends and my brother shouldn't have ever talked about that on camera.
I like when they say, when they admit to fault for something, then you're like, there's hope that they can accept it. Like, that's why I'm like, Melissa won to me. She won this round of the reunion.
Well,
because
completely
lost it.
Yeah.
Teresa, maybe
and just all, I guess the most interesting parts were about like how Louie was trying to go for Alexia before that. Yeah. Teresa wouldn't admit that she's not friends with Dina anymore, which we all know that to be true. What else?
Here's the problem with Marge. Okay. Marge cracks me up because she does come with an arsenal, right?
Completely.
She comes with an arsenal and she comes with prepared lines, but she delivers them horribly every time. Because her line when they brought up Bo Deedle, because she talked about the investigative reporter. Well, one, she blew it by blowing her joke too soon because nobody really knew that she was talking. When she's brought up the finale and the private investigator is like, what is she talking about? I forgot that she meant Bo Deedle until she said Deedle D and Deedle Dumb. But she said Deedle Dwee.
Mm.
I was like, wait, that's really funny play on Bo Deedle, but you blew it because nobody said Bo Deedle before. And then the tree trunk line or tree stump line, I'm sorry, you caught me confused of what you called me compared to what she said. I was like,
Cordy and I were in a text fight last night and I called her a tree trunk. And then she's like, well, it was tree stump.
It'll at least insult me correctly. No. Do you see what you look like? But I'm like, come on, Marge, if you're going to have the one-liner, you got to execute them right.
Right. And then also, like, I'm just like the Danielle, Rachel fight.
I got balls that drag out the door. I'm not insecure.
I'm obsessed with Danielle. I couldn't believe her brother sent the gift back. I heard that her brother's favorite show was Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Heard that when Danielle told us that on this episode.
I loved that so much.
Okay. All right. Conspiracy tinfoil hat coming on.
Okay.
Danielle's been trying to get on this show for 3 years and has been in the top interview process for a while. And that's why they have a rift. And it's to perpetuate a storyline. And it got too real. Mm-hmm. Because the brother loving this show and the fact that he probably would have been on it. Oh, he'll come on it next season now.
Okay. I'd be happy to see it. I'd love to get to know more.
An enemy or made up?
What if, like, they literally just get a rid
by Gorga's Hella Cabrals?
Yes. Honestly, rewrite history. Wow. I'm into it.
I'm into it too. You know what? Center the show around Danielle. Imagine.
That to me is good TV. She's over the top. I think she's authentically herself. Like, played up this season. Like, they literally, like, admit next episode, like, yeah, we set you up.
And I loved you because, like, Rachel Fuda to me was like, what, Rachel, did you ask Melissa to get you on the show if you gave her free tile at her house?
Completely. That's how that was the transaction.
Like, Fuda, you bring nothing, okay? What's your job?
I like her husband. I liked her adoption story. I'm okay with her staying too.
Yeah, she's boring.
I'm okay. Yeah, she's cool.
Okay, whatever. She didn't give me. I mean, I think it's also so funny too that, like, the reason why Tree is so bad at this too is she's like, oh, well, yeah, Melissa, Jacqueline Lurita, when even Andy calls out and said, I'm sorry, it is so funny to me that now you're friends with Jacqueline Lurita and you're going to use what she says at face value about this, like, whole FBI. It's like, Teresa, again, regardless of, like, this is like the same thing about, like, Kyle being offended that Lindsay started a cheat, like, could potentially start a cheating rumor. Like, you did this.
Right.
You're getting offended,
like, don't
by a source.
I mean, someone getting caught.
Right. Like, you got caught doing the bad things.
Yeah.
So regardless, who cares? Like,
so first it was Caroline.
That is, like, really shitty. But, like, at this point, like, it's done and it's over and, like, you've served your time and, like, you still committed the crime, whether you knew it or not.
And now you're saying your brother put you in jail and that your brother was hanging out with your ex-partner.
Yeah.
It's dirty. It's low. Yeah. That's the thing. Teresa just goes too low.
She's like, I'll never see you again after tonight. And she's like, oh, you going somewhere? She's like, no, you are. And I was like, sticks and stones make things will never hurt me.
I know.
But they are like playground girls.
Yeah. And that was basically it.
I was like, we don't need three parts.
Absolutely not.
We don't need three parts. Okay. Shall we go into Vanderpump?
Yes.
I left this whelmed. I think part one was a banger. I think next week's will be crazy with whatever the last 5 minutes are on, which is like rude. You're telling me I have to watch 55 to get to the last five.
Right.
Like, don't tell me I need to wait to the last 5 minutes. I'm going to watch every single minute. Let me at least think it happens in minute 21.
I think it's going to be underwhelming and there's going to be no bombshell at all. The most important
stand of on Schwartz. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like something like that, where it's like, okay, Schwartz is somehow corroborated into like he's part of this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be something where I'm like, I don't think. Apparently, a producer has already told Lala what it is, and she just said, "Oh, that's interesting." And like most of the cast has also said, like, I don't know anything that would make me not want to come back next season.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what a joke!
So, like at this point, like you tell me it's longer. Okay, damage is done.
And they got to be starting like any day now.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, why, because they said something about her is probably now not end of May. It'll be end of summer. And you.
For a July party. What?
Daily Mail looking for a July party.
Right.
You know, so I think it'll be good.
Right.
I think it'll be.
Okay. So we're back. James is storming off the stage for his like second or third time. Your mustache, you won, you bitch.
I just love too because they're like, James, are you okay? He's like walking off. He's like, I get so angry, then I have to pee.
Which that just like made me think he does something in the bathroom.
Yeah, something's happening in the bathroom, you know?
Like, yeah.
Okay. He's gotten up multiple times from this, you know? But in like, all I wanted to tell Sandoval is shut up.
So he can't help himself though. He's like, Lala, you're such a narcissist. You have the biggest ego here. And then he's like,
pulled out your IUD the day after you found out Stassi was pregnant. It's like, what does that line have to do with anything?
Oh, see, like, I love those little snide remarks. No, like, I mean, oh, you were like upset that she was pregnant and you're like, I better get on this. Like, I need to be the next person. Like, I got to move this train forward. I mean, they had a pregnancy pact. They have to admit that.
So funny to me, though, because I'm like, Sandoval, these are the little things that you're like, just shut up because you didn't do yourself any favors. The only time that you took a pregnant pause was when they asked you about the Sheena Raquel thing, where you took 17 minutes to answer.
That hit for me. That was great.
No, but it just like that was like everything else that he said. I was like, just shut up. I mean, he even said at the end of the episode too, I'm blowing it.
I know. I mean, the lunch break was pretty interesting. I love how they would not let them put the cameras down. You're like, they're like, absolutely not. If you want time to yourself, go for it. Go eat lunch. Like, he's like, I deserve a break. Fine, go have a break. Cameras are seen on. If you guys are talking to one another, cameras are up. They're the eating through lunch right now.
You're by yourself.
Yeah.
If you're by yourself, the cameras are off. If you're not, we're rolling. But what I started thinking about this, they shouldn't have let Raquel see the TV screen.
I know what you mean.
It's going to help her line up the timeline with Sandoval from what he's saying, right? And if she came in there without knowing what he was saying, then they couldn't, you know, she couldn't be like coached or whatever. But I thought it was
scary. But it's like, we also have to remember at the same time, the only reason she's in the trailer is because of the restraining order. Otherwise, she'd be hearing this all.
Right, sure. But I guess like I'm saying like she has like time. Even when he's like, I want to talk to her alone, is because he's like, I want to tell you everything that's happened and how we're going to answer these questions. Like, I mean, we see in the one-on-one, right, that she's basically telling Andy like, yeah, we had to quote unquote get our story straight.
She literally did air quotes.
Like, I'm like, it's so interesting because she's like watching all this. And I feel like all of a sudden, like, first off, they have zero chemistry together. I thought maybe that one scene that we saw filmed later, you know, with the lights dimmed low, that, okay, you know, maybe it's awkward because all of this has blown up and they're really not sure how to react. But this is like 3 weeks later and there is nothing still.
But I don't think they know how to be a couple because it was like all behind closed doors, passionate, fun, sexy, like it's the rush, you know, and they lost the high from it, you know, and they never probably really had a true. Right. Also, I loved them. This line, they're making us out to be pathological liars, even though we know we are not. We haven't lied about anything besides this affair.
The whole story we're talking about.
Yeah. And then she's like, so I'm kind of weird about hearing about like your intimacy with Ariana. And it's looking like you guys had a pretty solid relationship. And then he just completely deflects.
When he says like and you know all the time, that's him trying to buy time, right? He's like, well, you know, like
she talked down to me. I would be like, what do you think I should wear? And then all of a sudden she'd be like, I think you have great fashion sense. So you can figure this out yourself, you know? So like, that's where I'm coming
from.
Color
sequence. Like everything he said, I'm like, he is just, I feel like Raquel is in real time though, as she's like listening, is literally in her head being like, I can't put like this is bad. Like, I almost feel like she's like, I am an idiot. This is bad. He's clearly is lying. Like, feel like she's catching on that he's lying and he's obviously going to have to like manipulate and coach her more and be like, no, it caught me off guard, all these things. But she's like, oh man, like I think Sandoval said to do the restraining order.
Absolutely. That was totally fueled by him and maybe her parents, because she did have the mark on her face. I don't know. I think
she's got to get out. Like, she tells Andy, like, I regret doing that. I'm desperately trying to get out of it. We filed today, which is like also interesting because of course you did today. Because you were trying to get out of doing the reunion.
I mean, yeah, she didn't want to show up.
Yeah. And so now it's like, no, you actually have to, because don't worry, we'll just put you both in the same trailer at different times.
Right.
You know, okay. Also, I'm sorry. I know I'm skipping ahead, but them, like, and I want to get to Sheena's breakdown, but Sheena leaving and giving the gold vinyl album of Good as Gold. And as they play her out into the minivan, they're playing Good as Gold. I was like, Sheena, stay Sheena.
It's a pop. It's a hit. Like,
it's so good. I mean, the 10th anniversary.
I mean, never forget, you know? I mean, Andy Cohen was on to something. Yeah. I just love that they've had this like revival.
The Bic one too, you know, like it's just like the girls stay winning. Okay, sorry, back to this. But then Sandoval's breakdown too of just like, oh man, I want to just fucking talk to her, man. Like, not with you. Like, I need a break from filming. Gotta get our story straight. All these things. I'm like, you are losing it.
I know. He's
and they're all like dressed in black, like full villains too. Really, just like it's like an icing on the cake.
But I honestly, I mean, Raquel clearly didn't realize what this and the, like what was going to happen, and I don't think, I mean, anyone did, like how big this got.
Here's the thing, he's probably gonna say, I did this with Ariana when I was breaking up with Kristen. It is going to work seamlessly. We have a plan in place. Like, they're not gonna be mad at you. They'll be mad for like a minute,
because then they're like, gonna like see our true love. Like, me and Ariana, we were on the outs. She doesn't buy toilet paper, paper towels, batteries, or pens.
Yeah.
None of those things. I have to buy them all.
And like, look at how many Galaxy lights you have in your house. Like, there's plenty of batteries there. I know it. So I know you're in. Like, I just feel like I almost think that she's kind of catching on that she's been manipulated as she's like watching some of this stuff.
She's like, okay. It seems like your relationship wasn't that bad. You said you weren't having sex with Ariana, but she and Ariana are both saying you did have sex.
Like,
so
what, like, she definitely wanted to keep the relationship going because you never broke up with her.
Right. That was a direct line.
Like, it's like, I'm like, just like you're watching the wheel spin a little bit and you're like, oh, she's been fed some other things and he has nothing to say because the cameras are there, which means they can flash back to that. Like, it's so He's like, yeah, we probably should have done it early. Like, we should have broken up earlier. Like, you think? Wow. You think? And then she's like, I've had like a transitional phase and I think it went too far. He's like, no, I believe in you.
It's like, okay, see you later.
like the chemistry is so off. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Even him bad. Like yelling, be like, I'm in a very delicate position right now, which I do agree. And again,
do you feel like he's like completely acting too?
Yes. I think there's a little bit of both. I can only imagine. I mean, Tom Schwartz should have offered his Xanax hours before this. Okay.
Yeah.
Hours
before.
Yeah. Because Sandoval needs something to take the edge off, because again, I'm not defending him. I'm not siding with him, but this kind of reunion is like, he went into this knowing he's not coming out of this.
No, he has zero leg to stand on. And I think he gets so frustrated by James pouncing on him like the most. And I keep on forgetting that like James and Raquel were together. Like for some reason, that is like a distant memory for me, because now we get Allie coming out. She looks fantastic. She's wearing this cute. She's just like cute, totally cute girl. And
she's thin lipped, but I think she added a little extra there.
She looks great. And I thought it was really interesting that, you know, we talk about this like Thanksgiving fat bitch comment. And then James brings up a comment that Raquel's mom would talk about his dick at the dinner table and if it was circumcised. And this just seems like an awkward holiday, you know?
Just, I thought you were supposed to talk about politics or religion. And they
penis, like, add that.
Like, the penis, you're allowed.
Yeah.
Penises are allowed, but no politics, no religion. But dick size, yeah, get out the ruler.
But I do love to hear about these also, like these little fights, like in Atlantic City, where basically, you know.
George should have brought that up. It's like Sandoval. Any other time outside of Scandoval, we would have been like, whoa, tell us more. But then we're like when they're like, you know, he's like, I don't slap a waitress's ass. And they're like, yeah, you just fuck up my best friend. He's like, is that going to be your card for all day? Like, yeah, for the year.
This one, this is the card.
Yeah, like, anything that you say that you think I did inappropriate, I'm going to tell you how for 7 months, you were inappropriate.
Yeah. And then, you know? Then they said 8 months at one point. Ooh. And I was like, uh-oh, losing that timeline again.
Also though, because it does feel like it's not from the one-on-one interview, it's from her interview from the last episode.
What do you mean?
Okay, because when they showed this, that say for the last 5 minutes, they went back to a confessional look from the season, that blue dress that she wore.
Okay.
Like crisscrosses in the front that's off the shoulder. I think that's a revelation. And I think she said something there that throws the timeline off and not what's in the one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, so that's why, like, maybe even, and I'm sure Andy knows, but like maybe like Andy quote unquote doesn't know, because it didn't happen in his interview. It happened in the production interview.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought is something she says there. But yeah, the Atlantic City thing, I can remember that. And I also think I feel like that, if you recall too, Schwartz also quote unquote disappeared that night.
I mean, when does he not? He literally did it in Mexico on camera. Like,
right. Like I can remember.
We're not surprised. Like,
Jesus.
Like Katie's just like, you are a serial killer.
Serial killer's best friend. Like, you're gonna die because you're gonna befriend the wrong person because you trust too many people. And he's like, I don't trust everyone. Like, just, okay, good one, Schwartz. Good one. Hilarious.
Okay, let's talk about this. Like, Sheena, you know, Sheena can't speak about Raquel at all till the 29th. And then I love how Lisa's like, Lisa's like, I think she slapped her. I'm like, Lisa.
I think she slapped her. It's like, there's literally a potential lawsuit with a restraining order. Shut up, Lisa.
I was shocked she said anything, to be honest. Okay.
So I'm not shocked though, because it's Lisa.
Then Sandoval. This is his Emmy award winning performance. He's like, okay.
They're like, Sandoval, what do you think happened?
Now he's like, oh man, oh god, I'm like, oh my god, he's like a true star. And he's like,
they're like say it already. He's like,
I wasn't there.
I don't want to ruin my friendship with Sheena. It's like, Ariana's like, there's no friendship, you idiot.
I just, when she called Ariana on speakerphone, she took Raquel's phone and she said that she punched that bitch in the face and threw her phone in the street. And Ariana's like, no, Tom, you ran into Tom. This was before the speakerphone thing. And she said she pushed her, you know?
And like Lala said, being like, no. And he's like, oh, I was there. I don't lie. Didn't he say something like, I'm not a liar? And they're like, what? Again, because
that's all you've been doing.
They only lie about your favor.
Right.
Also, it's just like, Tom, shut up. Just shut up. I'll, you know, if I were Tom, what I would say, I saw a mark on Raquel's forehead. I don't know what it came from.
Would have been smart to say something like that.
Along Raquel's side there.
Well, like, even like what? So Raquel's like, I completely regret filing the restraining order, and she's trying to drop it. And we filed the paperwork to get dismissed. And it's like, well, why doesn't Andy ask, well, then why did you file the paperwork? What really happened that night?
We can't. I feel like we shouldn't say anything until part three. Let's see if maybe it's addressed there. Like, so why did you, like, what happened? Like the whole thing, like the aftermath that he'll ask her about. Because I assume most of next week has to be like 20 minutes of the rest of the group talking to Raquel. Then you're going to have 10, 10, and 10, right? From like Ariana, Tom, and Raquel one-on-ones.
I feel like we're never going to get that answer.
Okay.
And I love how Sheena's like, we will never be friends again. Like either of them. I literally housed this girl. I went to Raquel and was like, I'm hearing things. You're not doing anything, right? She assured me they weren't. I talked to Ariana about it. Like I covered all my bases with all these people because I didn't want anyone to get hurt. And this is what you guys do to me. You slap a restraining order against me. That my daughter is seeing me have breakdowns and hyperventilating herself. Like, this is disgusting.
It's just taken such a toll on my life and my family. Like, I have been a shell of who I am because of this. Because of two people who are my best friend decided to fuck around and ruin things for everyone.
Right.
I felt bad for her. Like, I felt like I just...
She just wants a best friend.
She wants best friends.
No. And that's sad.
She trusts too easily. Now, I think Sheena will film with Sandoval next season.
No. Not after this restraining order. Because he probably fueled that fire.
Maybe. I think this. We have to remember that this reunion took place 3 weeks after when things were still on such a high at this point, too. I think that the dust is settled and like obviously all of them are still capitalizing off this, like outside of Ariana, like every podcast that they, I mean, so are we, right? Everybody's talking about this still, right. But like the dust is settled where it doesn't feel as like angry anymore. And it's more just like shock and sadness and like.
When Tom was really like, then I felt like he really was crying. He's like, I've been your friend for 15 years. Like that wasn't fake. Just the last 8 months. And this wasn't malicious. It's like intent first impact, bitch. Yeah.
Like, how dare you? Like this is like, he's like, I didn't mean it. Like I understood what he was saying. Right. Like, he's like, I'm just a narcissist and I wanted to fuck around. Like I didn't do this to purposely hurt you guys. I just was in love, man.
Ariana's like, and this is the real you.
And he's like, this is the real you. And I was like, I'm still trying to figure out because I see nothing wrong with what she's doing right now, which is holding you accountable, which you keep saying that you're taking accountability. And I still haven't seen it.
And then I loved how she's like, do you remember what you also said to Sheena on the phone? How you guys weren't really friends?
Well, but he did just say the past 8 months were a lie.
Yeah.
So he didn't mean that, obviously. You know?
Okay. And then I also loved when Andy was like, okay, Schwartz, you're going to move now. Ariana's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. And Schwartz is like,
he's like, here's the Lars of Pan. Here.
But I was wondering why she was on the end. I was like, it's so weird that Schwartz is sitting.
I can't believe she wasn't sitting right next to, like, LVP should have left. And then Rachel should have sat where LVP was.
I mean, it was wild. Like, because I'm like, that is so weird. They wouldn't be sitting next to each other. But then I was like, I think it was because too, though, because remember when Kristen and Tom were done, Ariana and Tom came like hand in hand to a reunion.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you're not going to do that here. You are absolutely not going to do that. I love that. And all the power to her.
Okay. The best part to me of this episode was the sit down with Raquel, the one-on-one. And I just felt like she went into pageant mode. She's like, okay, I'm going to do all my check marks. Yes, I am taking a accountability check. I'm going to say next, I felt heard and seen. And I didn't feel that before. I never felt that way with James. Check mark. I did that one. And then I'm just going to pretend I was like living in a bubble and like it was my own reality. And I just hoped it would really work out with him. And
I love to it. Andy was like, so like, are on the road like hard for both of you? And she was like, and he was like, so it sounds like you're trying to like blame her and the fact that you keep saying what she was like. I just like think she didn't want to know. And right. Like, I think she trusted her partner when she asked and he said right. no, or right. when someone asked you and you said no, or the fact that she maybe trusted one of her best friends and her partner right. that this wouldn't happen, because why would it happen?
Right. And we were going to tell her the truth, but like, we just had to get the story straight. We needed to get the timeline. So then like when she called and asked, I just like told her the truth because I wasn't coached and rehearsed what I said. You know,
the lack of emotion was wild. And even like the laughter when she was, I should have ran Sheena. Sorry. it's like, wait, Ryan Bailey, by the way, posted the funniest thing. He posted this like Photoshop thing, you know, that movie Megan, which is like about a doll. That,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But it just was called Rachel and yeah. it had her face on the doll. And I was like, this is so funny. Like, that's how she felt. She's like, hello, I'm Raquel.
Oh,
want to see me smile?
It feels very sad because it feels like she doesn't have a mind or personality of her own and like literally is like just manipulated and told what to do by many people.
I think what's sad too is like, okay, from this, I was like, oh, maybe if she wasn't able to like, I think Sandoval has also manipulated the conversation, like pulled her right back in. But I'm like, man, if she just like stood her ground, and maybe we'll see something different in part three, but if she just stood her ground and was like, she could have played this card so easily of being like, I'm so sorry, gone on an apology tour, been like, I can't believe Sandoval, he manipulated me too. He literally told me it was over. He told me X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
If she played that card, I think that we would be more forgiving of her.
But the then fact she still knows, would have nothing.
Yeah, she's got nothing now either. Right. She's not coming back next season regardless. There's no
I agree with that.
Sandoval will be back.
Yes, I agree with that too.
There's just no way. I'm like, she literally, you have to slightly feel bad for this dumb blowing up her life so much because this guy who is 40 years old to her 29 is telling her everything and saying, don't worry, I'll be fine. I've done this before.
I know.
And she ruined everything.
I know. Everything. I feel bad for her.
I feel bad. I mean, I still think they're both idiots and I'm not supportive.
They're not good people
at all. They won't be together, but there's.
Just, it feels like there's no way they could ever recover from this, sincerely.
Wow, you guys really, the fact that she's hiding out too leads me to believe that she's like hoping like the dust will settle. But when like Sandoval is not taking a backseat to things.
No, he loves it. This is his moment.
Yeah, it's just, the whole thing is still wild to me because I'm like, this happened 3 months ago.
I know, I love it.
Literally, tomorrow is June 1st, which most people will be listening to this. And it happened March
1st when we were in Hawaii. Never forget. Where you were, you know, people think about, you know, where they were when JFK died. We know where we were when the scandal broke. What?
JFK, I don't know where I was.
We were in not born.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What a weird thing for you.
I'm just doing a comparison. Uh-oh. Where were you for like 9/11 or something like that?
No, I remember.
We know the scandal.
Oh, I know. It's truly bad. Okay, let's take a quick break because. We've done so well together for the past hour and a half, and I'm a little nervous now when we start Summer House. So let's take a quick break. I'm gonna take a breather, and then we're gonna come back, and we're hopefully gonna be friends after this.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight, and we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, we're back. This is Summer House Reunion Part 1. I am Team Paige. Loved her. She was on fire, calling out the Hub House, bringing down Carl, you know, calling out this engagement, fake shoulder pads.
Okay. I want to preface this with, I do not think that Lindsay is an angel. And I do not think that she's never done any of these things that she's being accused of. Okay. I think that they've all, it's the same thing. Like, remember they went after LVP for Radar Online? Like, they've all given sources.
Absolutely.
All of them have. They've all produced storylines, okay? Like, come on. You know that all these shows, they're like, okay, what are you going to be talking about this summer? Like, what's going on in your life? Or like, what are you going to like share with everybody, okay, right? Like,
sure.
What bothers me, and also I've been LOLing because people have been calling the girls bed bugs or bed sores, the ones who always lay in the bed all over the summer. And it just like makes me giggle. But here's what bothers me.
Okay.
As you go through the whole season, you say, hey, I squashed the beef. We are good. Blah, blah, blah. You don't do anything all summer. And then you come out. This is now, we've had last reunion where Paige couldn't even stand to look at Lindsay. They start the rumors about, they talk about Austin and Lindsay when they're in Winter House with Carl, right? Like they're starting that whole thing. And now we have another reunion where Paige is just like, she's the freaking peanut gallery over there. And I'm like, you don't get to coast by all summer and not say shit and then come to this reunion heated because it does, your energy doesn't match. And that's what
didn't bother me at all.
And
I loved
what also
it.
Bothered me is that flower should have been on the other side of the shoulder of the dress. You don't have a one shoulder and then hide it with your prom corsage flower. Switch it to the other side so we can see the shoulder.
Oh, I think that is positive feedback on the wardrobe. It was just distracting the flower to me.
Too much. It was too much.
It was okay. Distracting for me. It was a Carrie Bradshaw moment. But I will say, I feel like she just literally loathes Carl and Lindsay so much.
I actually don't think they loathe Carl. That's the thing. Carl's collateral damage to how much they hate Lindsay, and they are pissed that Carl is with her.
Because I think at the end of the day, nobody's really happy about this engagement because they don't think it's going to really work out long term. So I feel like people are like,
here's the thing, Kyle,
you don't have to do
that. Kyle and Amanda shouldn't have worked out that long. Literally last season, they got married. Amanda called him 20 plus times, broke all of his shit in the bathroom. There have been cheating storylines where I'm like, this is such a show of glass houses. And I know I'm crazy because it happens on all of these shows, but these glass houses where they're like, you're so hypocritical, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Kyle, you're literally getting mad at Lindsay for quote unquote producing this storyline about a rumor, which I'm sorry. I don't care that the girl texted and said nothing happened. That's a fucking lie. We all know Kyle cheated. Okay, when he
what him, time are we talking about though? That's what I'm kind of confused about.
But that's exactly the point that Carl's making too. You cheated, and that's right. The real problem. But a couple of seasons ago, she said, "Hey, you know, you did this," and Kyle goes up to Amanda's like, "If it happened, I don't even remember." And it's okay. Like,
but that's when he really did cheat.
You remember, and you're
that's,
just getting
that's cheated. When he really did cheat, and then he admits to it, and they get through it.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times where he cheated. But here's what annoys me about that whole thing. Season one, where we got the iconic with a guy in a bed for right. Lindsay Everett, is because right. Kyle told Lindsay about what Everett had done, which is on camera. So to me, it's like tit for tat there. Like those cancel each other out. Like that's what's annoying to me mm-hmm. is I'm like, you guys have all done this shit. Like you guys saying that Lindsay... the People magazine article one page is like, I know how People works. And People kind of came out.
I know they did come out.
Basically said, actually, Bravo called us because they wanted it to be told from their perspective first because it was going to be leaked, the fact that it was in a public place or like their co-stars might have leaked it.
Also, why doesn't, okay, Lindsay, she clearly knew about the engagement. Why doesn't she just say, like, I knew I was going to get engaged this summer? So, yeah, I'm kind of thinking all the time, like, is this going to be the day? Like, that is very normal. If you're getting engaged, you've talked about that, you know? And
said, like, oh, you had your suspicions. Like, yeah, she had her suspicions it was going to happen. Her nail beds did not know it was happening the day it happened, okay? Because those nails were 2 weeks grown out. She definitely probably thought it was happening the weekend after and timed her nail appointment to the next weekend.
I think she
was going to get engaged. Okay?
I think she knew.
I'm also like, what the fuck does it matter if she knew she was getting engaged? Your best friend, Amanda, also got engaged on the show.
No, but why wouldn't you just admit it to be like,
what does it matter? I'm like, the fact that this is what you're harping on is the fact that they got engaged.
I think the point is that everyone thinks they're doing everything for publicity for the show. They're being the producers.
Like, does Paige think she wouldn't be an Amazon influencer with this live show she does all the time if she wasn't on Summer House?
No, I don't think anyone's denying that.
For all of them. Would you be buying Loverboy? I mean, I know we don't buy Loverboy, but would Loverboy be your seltzer of choice if it wasn't backed from the show?
No,
because
we all understand this.
I'm just saying, like, it to me is like they keep coming at Lindsay and Carl. Like, you know what I want to know more of? The shoe incident. That roll footage. I want to know about the shoe incident. What kind of shoe did Lindsay throw? Who did it hit? Did it hit? What happened? What are the consequences? That shit to me is what I want to know about. Yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah, I think it hit in a dressing room. Andy's assistant.
It was her that got hit with it. I think there's two separate incidences. We've got the shoe incident, and then we've got the being rude to people at BravoCon.
And apparently there was like another, I remember reading another thing about her being rude somewhere else.
That was from like Amanda. Remember like on Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
But it's like, I guess to me is I'm like, you guys are all kind of like everything that you're getting mad at. Like Paige, you literally date Craig. And Craig's the one who submitted that rumor about Luke at Winter House. You know what I mean?
Like, what was the comment about like, you're dating the biggest liar on Bravo?
And, what was that about? And I love everything about that fucking weirdo. I was like, what a weird retort to
what was that about though?
Because I think they were saying Carl and Lindsay, you guys she's like, you guys lie. You lie about everything. You spin everything. You lie. And he's like, you're literally dating Craig, who's a known liar. He lied about passing the bar for 3 years.
No, I feel like there was way more to that story. Like,
I did love Lindsay saying, no, okay, maybe not the biggest liar because Sandoval is.
But I feel like there's way more to that story. Like, basically, like, we've been all covering for Craig for so long.
Oh, totally. And I think what bothers me is, like, when we go to these reunions, especially like in summer houses and even technically in Scandoval, but thankfully they like record an episode, all this stuff happens after the season. So when we go to the reunion, we're not even rehashing things from the season. We're rehashing things that have happened on social media or IRL that, if you're a casual fan, or even if you're a very big fan, you're not fully following everything, it doesn't make sense. So like Paige coming out of the gate could potentially be because of things that have happened that we're not privy to.
Right.
So she looks super petty regardless, even though she could be correct. But
I also feel like they all haven't talked to each other since this has been filmed, which is pretty crazy. Like, what was that?
There's been a winter house.
Yeah, but who? Only Kyle and Amanda went to that, right?
Danielle was on it.
Okay. Tom was supposed to be.
Sarah on it?
Who?
Sarah, maybe.
Brian Benny was.
Yes, but either way, I think, like, I guess to me is like the right side just looks so bitter because clearly they have underlying issues with Lindsay and Carl that aren't played out on camera, but it makes them look bad.
I don't think they look bad. I think they know the truth. And that they are
back this summer. Carl and Lindsay will be back this summer.
I agree with that. But I also feel like I think they're genuinely concerned. And like Carl,
I'm sorry, Kyle saying
They're like, you guys don't have to get married. This probably isn't going to work out.
When I drink, but Lindsay, you get activated. As if Kyle hasn't made huge fucking fights throughout the past season. Like, yes, you're funny when you're like sharks, friends, family, hilarious. But also you threw a freaking hissy fit at your birthday party. You literally got onto a mic and said, I want to talk about those who are talking shit on us. Like, you've thrown plenty of fights, but Lindsay is just activated.
They're worried about their long-term future of actually getting married. That's it.
Okay, but should we be worried about Kyle and Amanda? I'm just like,
yes.
I guess
people were. They were asking her, like, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, to me, it just feels like they gang up regardless of what the real issues are. And I'm sorry, fifth seat for Paige, first seat for Lindsay. I'll tell you that Lindsay will be back next summer.
That's fine. No one's going to talk to them.
But
no one's going to be their friends.
That's also my thing too. Is like, instead of like coming out hot, just ignore it. Ignore it. Like, Paige, every time you say something under your breath, you look bitter.
I loved it. I thought she did a fantastic job. I'm on Giggly Squad. All in, baby.
Restraining myself so much right now. So much because it's just wild to me that, again, when she's like, okay, give me some examples. And she doesn't have examples to give. You spin. Okay, give it. Or like anything. It's like, oh, do you guys think they're fake? Yeah, I do.
It's a feeling. Yeah, it's a feeling. They know.
There's not
enough. They know the truth.
You have time to have evidentiary support, okay? You have time. If you come to these reunions prepared. You want to say that they spin something? Print out the article. Tell me what's going on. Because if you as a viewer want me on your side, I know you are, but me personally, I'm on the left side of the couch. And
but
I don't
that's a lower percentage than the rest of the community of Bravo friends.
Oh, because of the one poll. If you go
into our poll, that counts, Courtney.
Really interesting because the poll was like 59% Paige, 41% Lindsay, or maybe 61-39, something like that. But then if you go in the comments, it's more Lindsay than Paige on that post.
So she just has a lot of accounts.
Oh, you
writing for her,
botting it up.
She's in PR.
She is. I think this is actually very polarizing because for a lot of the vote, it was actually split 50-50 for a while.
Okay, but that's not how it ended.
Maybe next week we'll ask this: are you Lindsay, Paige? Are you neither but skew Lindsay or neither but skew Paige? Because I think that's part of
take a side.
where people no, because do you know the amount of DMs that we get that say neither? Neither's not a fucking choice, you guys. Right. It's one or the other. Okay. If I wanted to put neither there, I would.
What do you think? Do Danielle and Chris have a chance next summer?
They're really cute together. Chris is saying maybe because he's like, let me see if I get my contract for next season first.
It'll be interesting to see like a single Danielle.
Do you think she comes back next season? Does it like something has to happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Something has to happen in this cast though. Like who, like Maya, she's got to go. She's not coming back.
Yeah, I'm okay. I like Gabby. Keep Gabby.
Here's the thing.
Even like Sierra, I don't want Sierra to come back. I want Foxy.
Karma Brown.
Yeah.
I love Sierra. I really think that Sierra is fun. And I'm telling, and this is, again, I'm not saying she shouldn't be off the show, but I'm saying Paige has an energy of the queen bee. I think that there needs to be weekends where she's not there.
Yes, if that's fine.
Maybe Lindsay's not there. If Lindsay's there, if Paige is there, like,
we can alternate.
They need to alternate because I think that they're like, what I find weird too is like there were weekends where Lindsay was there and she was going out and it looked like they were having a great time together. So I'm like, how do you guys move on from this? Because you're going to be in the same house this summer.
Maybe they're going to transition the show. Maybe it won't be a summer house.
They should just give us
maybe summer. It'll be like, we're going to just film in the city from now on. And then we can also do a cast vacation for a week somewhere. It doesn't have to be in the Hamptons.
Happen after this summer. After this summer, I want a spinoff of the couples it's like a Southern Charm in the City.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? You can put Amanda, Kyle,
we've talked about this,
Carl before. And Lindsay there, get some other couples there. Yeah. They don't even have to be friends with them. It's a mini Housewives.
Yeah, love it. Great.
Housewives.
And I want to go on this journey. Yeah, I want to see them have babies like Vanderpump Rules.
I think that Paige transitions to Southern Charm.
That's fine.
And give her that. And then I think we go Gabby, Sam, Chris, whatever in the
Corey.
Yeah, like put them.
I want to see Corey and Sam as the stars this season.
Yeah, like that's what I'm
saying. They could carry the show.
Do you have like the more young vibes, which is what this show started out with, right? 7 years ago, like they're younger. Like I just think that there's room for two shows.
You I'll know. Watch. I got time. What else? What else are you watching? I watched Ted Lasso finale last night.
Session finale.
I thought the Ted Lasso, I liked the second to last episode better than the last episode. I was underwhelmed this season. I'm deep into Top Chef. Spoiler alert. Let's like say, okay, who do
I
we think?
I watched it. So la la la.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you can say it. You can talk about it though. That's my fault.
I don't want Buddha to win. I just he's so good. It's annoying.
I love Buddha. I mean, again, I've only watched like two episodes from this season, but I'm glad that he's still there.
There's one girl left from Kentucky. I'd like to see her take it. That would be amazing. What? Sarah? What?
Is her name Sarah?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. Not good with names. Tom left though. He got out. And then
Tom left on Bravo?
Not Tom Colicchio, this other Tom. And I love he's the winner of Top Chef Mexico. And he is a fan favorite. He's adorable.
He like almost got voted off episode one.
He's made it to the finale.
Yeah. Also, you guys, and we'll talk about it probably a little bit more next week, but we are a little over 1 week out from Mary's bachelorette party.
And that's the first day of Summer Mary.
As Summer Mary will be appearing in her bachelorette party next week. And I think
feel not prepared.
One of the nights, guys, I think, and I would love, maybe we'll get some DMs about this. One of the nights is a housewives themed night. And I think Mary's struggling with some ideas. I really think
I'm not struggling with the ideas. I wanted to be Countess Luann because I'm not going to wear white on any of the nights. But I thought that would be a good night to wear like a white sequin outfit. I thought it'd be fun.
I thought those Mary needs to come as one of the brides from Bravo. We've got crop top Sheena.
I can't wear a crop top.
Hair. We've got Sheena's second wedding if you need to. We have so many people who've gotten married on Bravo. Even remember when Sheena or when who was it that they did a bachelorette party? They all wore, oh, Brittany, that they all wore bad wedding dresses for one of the nights or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like there's so many opportunities that we welcome the DMs of fleshed out ideas. Like, I don't want someone DMing, say, Devin, be Teresa. I want you to say, be Teresa and get this, this, and this.
I need help, and it has to arrive by next Friday in the mail. So
I think that there's so many fun bride type opportunities for Mary that she just needs the creative juices going, because she's been very busy with the end of school year and all of that, that we need, you know.
But I think the Candace Luann thing was going to be cute.
But you're saying that you can't find an outfit. I'm just saying you're a bride, and I think you need to go the bridal route. I think there's plenty of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has good ideas and
wants, please let us know. But like, DM quick, because I got to order everything.
Yeah, if it could be literally by Friday.
Yeah,
we got 1 week out. But yeah, so I'm really excited to talk about that as we get like closer to and talk deep some more details. I mean, we've got part three next week. We've got OC premiere next week. We've got The Bachelorette next week. It's just
lots to look forward to.
Right, Summer by Bravo. Give us the cover back.
Yeah, those were great. Those were great.
All right. Well, until I see you next week.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
On this and then in person.
Yes.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.